You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 20 and 21. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Brethren, I want to encourage some of you today. You see, in following Jesus, if you are truly following him, there's an experience that you are going to have. It is the prison experience. Not a physical prison, really. Even though some, on account of the faith, have been physically imprisoned. Remember, even in Revelation chapter 2, Jesus said, some of you shall be put into prison, that your faith may be tried. You see, a prison experience is an experience you don't like, but you don't have power to come out of it. Only God can deliver you from it. Imagine somebody is sentenced to life imprisonment. Then only God can intervene. But that's kind of an experience. We will go through it from time to time. You may be in your own prison experience now. You may cry. You may call on the Lord and nothing seems to be happening. There was a time I would roll on the floor in my room. I would cry. I would cry bitterly. And nothing would happen. The only thing the Lord would say to me is, be patient. Wait. So, brethren, we will all go through this experience. And it's just a once and for all experience. At different stages in our walk with God, we will be in the situation where, except the Lord in his mercy, pull you out of it. There's no way you can come out of it. And yet it is the Lord who has allowed you to be in it. How do I know? If you read verse 21, it says, but the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. Why was the Lord with him? The Lord is with him because he is walking in the way of the Lord. He is in the prison not for sin. You are in that situation not because you have sinned. Not because you have done something terrible worse than other believers. Others may seem to be running far ahead. But this thing is holding you down and you are crying to the Lord because you know that only the Lord can set you free. Can I tell you, believe it or not, you will be set free. You will experience the power of God. In those days when I listen to messages to encourage my heart and I hear the preacher saying, what you are going through now, you will come out of it. Sometimes I believe the preacher does not know what he's saying because they are not experiencing what I'm experiencing. It doesn't look possible, as in I couldn't see a way out. Humanly speaking, it looks as if I'm stuck. I'm going to just be on this one spot for the rest of my life. I couldn't just see a way out. But do you know that just in one weekend, God changed the things I've been crying for years. God turned it around in just one weekend with one phone call. Did you note that it was just one call that came to Joseph? The king is seeking for you. That was what turned everything around. God will bring you out of it. He has allowed you to go through it because he is more interested in your conformity to Christ than in your comfort. You may not even understand what God is working on. You may not understand what is breaking inside of you. You may wonder, why are others not going through the kind of things you are going to know? You see, in the school of the Holy Spirit, all of us, our courses are different. They are tailor-made for us. They are designed to fit each person's specific needs. Don't worry. Look at what the Bible says. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. If the Lord was with him and showed him mercy and showed him favor, you will think favor means you will come out of the prison. If they tell you that Joseph is a favored man, would you believe it?
If they tell you that Joseph had obtained mercy, will you believe it? Many of you, you are favored, you have received mercy, but you don't even thank God for it, because to you, until you come out of that situation, you don't believe that God is working in your life. In that situation, there is mercy. In that situation, there is favor. And I tell you that at the end of the day, you will, by the word of the Lord, come out of that prison experience. It is not going to be forever. Jesus said you will be in prison for 10 days. It's never going to be forever. You will come out of it. It will take the power of God. Yet, you will come out of it because he himself will demonstrate that power on your behalf. So, brethren, stand strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. If you want to find out more about the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.